Measures of frequency. Rates, ratios, and proportions are among the most useful measurements for IPs working in healthcare facilities. A ratio is a comparison of any two quantitative values. A proportion is a specific kind of ratio that compares a part to the whole. A rate is a specific kind of ratio that includes a unit of time and provides information about how fast events are occurring. Rates, ratios, and proportions are used to measure the occurrence and risk of an event in a specific population during a given time period. By converting data to ratios, the IP may more accurately compare them to benchmarks, goals, or events at other facilities. When calculating infection rates, the numerator, upper portion of a fraction, is the number of patients with a specific infection, and the denominator, lower portion of a fraction, must accurately reflect the population at risk. For example, in calculations related to indwelling urinary catheters, the denominator will refer to the population or group of patients who are at risk for CAUTIUS, all patients with urinary catheters. In calculations relating to central line-associated bloodstream infections, CLABSIs, it will be those patients who are at risk for CLABSI, all patients with central venous catheters. It is possible that, during certain outbreaks, influenza or tuberculosis, for example, all healthcare facility patients, HCP, and visitors should be factored into the denominator. Denominator data must be collected by trained personnel. It is often the most difficult data to obtain, but it is essential for comparisons. When denominator data are available from electronic databases, these sources may be used as long as the counts are not substantially different from those collected manually. Ratios. Ratios are based on this simple formula. After the numerator is divided by the denominator, the result is often expressed as the result to 1 or written as the result 1. For example, if over a 12-month period 8 patients in a healthcare facility develop CAUTIUS, 6 males and 2 females, then the ratio would be 3 males to 1 female, because 6 divided by 2 equals 3, which can be expressed as 3:1. The numerator X and the denominator Y represent the two groups being compared. The multiplier 10n is used to transform the result into a number that is larger than 1, or, in some formulas, if 100 is used as the multiplier, into a percentage. It is read as 10 to the nth power, and the resulting value for 10n when calculated may be 1, 10-0, 10, 10-1, 100, 10-2, 1000, 10-3, etc. For 10n, any value of n can be used. For most nationally notifiable diseases, a value of 100,000 or 10.5 is used for 10N. Otherwise, it is common to select a value for 10N so that the smallest rate calculated in a series yields a number greater than or equal to 1. For example, 4.2/100, not 0.42/1000, and 9.6/100,000, not 0.96/1,000,000. Numerators and denominators can be related. Influenza cases and influenza deaths, or unrelated, number of apples consumed per day and number of physician visits, proportions. Proportions are ratios that show the percentage of a population that suffered from an infection or other adverse event. Proportions compare a part to the whole. It is a type of ratio in which the numerator is included in the denominator. You might also use a proportion to describe what fraction of clinic patients tested positive for HIV or what percentage of the population is younger than 25 years of age. A proportion may be expressed as a decimal, a fraction, or a percentage. For example, out of all the men who came in for HIV testing at a clinic, 6 tested positive for HIV and 114 tested negative. The proportion of those who tested positive is calculated as follows: 6 divided by 6 plus 114 equals 0.05 equals 5%. Rates. Rates measure an event's occurrence bound by a specific time frame. Rates are a measure of risk. The time frame is frequently the cumulative person time that the population was at risk within a specified time period or the number of device days. Rates are especially important because they can be used to track trends and monitor changes in the frequency of specific events among patients. It is important to note that rates must always be represented in the same number of units, as this allows for comparisons between different time periods. It also makes rates easier to comprehend. The number of units will depend on the size and complexity of the facility in which they are used, but they are typically expressed as rates per 1,000 units. For example, consider a situation in which three CAW deaths occur in the medical intensive care unit, MICU, during the first quarter of the year, numerator, and there are 38 total patients with urinary catheters in the MICU during the same time period, denominator equals people at risk. This fraction is then multiplied by a constant 10N to calculate the rate. Here we will use 10^3, or 1,000, as the constant, which leads to 3 divided by 38 equals 0. Multiplied by 1,000 equals 78.9 CAW/1,000 urinary catheter days. Key point, calculating ratios, proportions, and rates is an important part of any surveillance program, as these measurements help transform raw data into actionable information. Rates can be presented and calculated as crude, that is unadjusted, and risk-adjusted. Crude assumes that risk factors are evenly distributed for all events. Cannot be used for comparisons of inter- and intra-facility rates. It may take the form of the number of new cases or deaths occurring in a specified population per year, usually expressed as the number of cases per 100,000 in the population at risk. Risk-adjusted assumes that risk factors are not evenly distributed for all events. Controlled based on variations, can be used for comparisons of inter- and intra-facility rates. An example of a risk-adjusted measure is the NHSN Standardized Infection Ratio, SIR. Many IPs and hospital administrators prefer risk-adjusted rates to other summary HAI measures as a means for describing HAI incidents in their facility and for making comparisons between their hospital and national HAI data. By using risk-adjusted rates, a hospital can establish how their infection rates compare with the national baseline. While risk-adjusted rates can help IPs make comparisons with national rates and those of similar facilities, regionally or nationally, these rates do have an important limitation. Due to the potentially large number of diverse patient care locations, the data collected can be difficult to summarize. Therefore, it might be difficult to draw accurate or appropriate conclusions. This can make internal quality evaluation and external comparisons difficult if based solely on risk-adjusted rates.